hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. We're going to have some drizzle today.
Drizzle.
Or we might have some drizzle. Chance of drizzle today.
Okay.
Drizzle ruined my leaf raking yesterday. Darn it!
Aw, bummer.
I know
you're looking forward to
that.
I
was so disappointed when it started drizzling in the middle of raking and shredding leaves.
Bummer.
It was. I was disappointed.
Mm-hmm. I can understand your disappointment.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of fun to rake leaves.
Yeah.
It is the worst yard job in the world.
The only bonus of me having barely any trees on my property,
no leaves.
Sometimes I get leaves from the neighbor's yard, though.
But then again, you don't have any grass, so.
Well, I like to burn it.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of all the bad stuff.
Right. If only it were done on purpose.
Yeah.
So, here we are, a couple days before the election.
A couple days.
The day before the election. I keep thinking it's on Wednesday, and I don't know why.
Always on Tuesday.
I know, but I keep thinking Wednesday for some reason. I don't know why.
Get out and vote tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay, just so we can get it out of the way here. Yes, I know. They lost again.
I know.
Yeah.
I watched the game.
Yeah, I guess the Vikings aren't so good after all.
You know what's going on? Is our quarterback is sucking.
You
That's
think?
What's going on.
Break it down, Mel.
That's all I got for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he seems to have trouble hitting receivers.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
He's got that real short pass down, but anything more than 5 yards, it's like, I'm going to throw it over his head.
I was watching it. I'm like, what? Just take him out.
Yeah, it was.
Just take him out.
It was bad.
And I love him. I think he's a good-looking dude, but not so happy.
I think he's pretty, but he's not a very good quarterback.
Well, he started out great.
Yeah, he has the ability to be good, but he's just not very good right now.
But for some reason, in the last couple of days, he's sucking.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I think they just need to take him out.
I think you're
right. Give him a timeout, Mr. Ponder. Sit down and think about what you've done.
So.
And fix it.
When you say timeout, it doesn't sound like, you know, timeout.
No, I was talking about a mom timeout.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Christian Ponder needs.
So Rapid City School kept students indoors on Friday when there's a mountain lion walking around.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Rapid Valley Elementary went into lockdown after the mountain lion was seen about 5:30 a.m. Friday. There weren't any kids there yet.
5:30 a.m.? So they let all the kids go to school?
They didn't let him outside throughout the day.
Oh.
Get it. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because wild animals usually stick around. I get why they kept him inside, but...
For their safety.
I hate it when they make it sound worse than it was. Or maybe I should read it all before I read it on the air.
That'd be a good idea. You said it. I was just agreeing.
Yeah, snarkily.
I was just agreeing.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Hey, what was the name of that actress that was in The Italian Job and Monster?
I don't know who you're talking about.
I've never Prometheus.
I haven't seen that movie.
She's blonde.
There's lots of blonde actresses.
Her first name starts with a C. Her last name starts with a T.
Cameron Diaz? Oh, no.
No, Diaz is with a D.
I don't know.
As in dumbass. just some random stuff from the Hurricanes or Hurricane. NBC did the benefit with all of its network stations, raised $23 million for the Red Cross. Remember, Staten Island doesn't want any of it because they're not getting help. I'm sure they'll take it now.
Yeah.
Radar Online was claiming that Matt Lauer was pressuring the CEO of Comcast to air the benefit. And they were still going to run the New York City Marathon on Saturday or Sunday.
I don't know how they planned on doing that.
He wasn't supposed to go through any of the affected areas, but finally, after everybody's like, really, you're going to do this? Like, they were going to be, I saw a clip of a woman on TV saying, they're going to be running generators to keep runners warm. We need the generators.
Right.
And eventually, the mayor caved and canceled it.
It was probably a good idea.
Now, they did play the Giants game on Sunday.
Yeah.
But had the blessing of the governor, so I guess you have the blessing of the governor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They played it anyway. Let's see here. Snooki tweeted that she's sending robes, slippers, sweats, blankets, and other warm items to storm victims. And Bethany Frankel donated $50,000 to the relief effort.
Wow, that was cool.
And a couple of calls, speaking of that Giants game, went the way of the Giants during the loss to Pittsburgh yesterday. So naturally, people are whining on Twitter that the refs were trying to help New York win because of Hurricane Sandy.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Because referees, we always have something in the back of our mind when we ref games. We always try to make it go the way we want to.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's a hidden agenda.
That's what they do. Election is tomorrow, not Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, November 6th, is the election, Andy.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Kind of wishing I had voted early, because then I wouldn't forget what day it was.
You know, how do people do that?
You just go down and do it.
Because I don't think we can do that in Lenox.
No, you do it at the county auditor's office.
Oh, okay.
At least so Minnehaha, you can.
I would have had to gone to Canton.
Right.
Oh.
So, gotcha. No, you probably can't do it in Lenox.
Yeah.
There isn't an early voting store. But there is a way to predict who's going to win.
Oh, really? By the Halloween costume masks?
No, well, that's among the ones we've heard of, but there are five ways of telling who's going to win. Hair is one of them. Since TV became part of elections, the candidate with better hair has won virtually every time. Kennedy won over Nixon in the benchmark example.
Mm.
2008, Obama's tightly cropped hair was definitely nicer than John McCain's comb over.
Well, Mitt Romney's got some good hair.
He does have a gorgeous head of hair, so prediction has to go to Romney there.
Huh, interesting.
Kids is another way of determining this. Since 1940, Scholastic News has surveyed American kids and had them vote for president, and they've nailed the prediction every time except two times.
Wow.
Dewey over Truman in 1948, they got wrong, and Nixon over Kennedy in 1960.
Hmm.
This year, the kids went with Obama, 51 to 45%. The other 4% voted for things like myself or school sucks.
Well.
The Oscar and Golden Globe winner since 1960, if the same movie has won Best Picture in both Oscars for... If the same movie won Best Picture at both the Oscars and the Golden Globes, a Republican has won the election. If different movies won, the Democrat has won. There was one exception, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, but Ford lost. First Lady cookie recipes. Since 1992, the candidates' wives have submitted cookie recipes to Family Circle. Readers vote on them, and every year but 2008, the woman with the winning recipe also had the winning husband.
Huh.
This year, Michelle Obama's white and dark chocolate chip cookies beat Am Romney's M&M cookies.
I like monster cookies.
Monster cookies?
Yeah, that's the M&M cookie. You know, like a monster cookie with the M&Ms in there and oatmeal.
Why is it a monster cookie?
I don't know. That's what they've always called it. I don't know.
Who called it?
That's growing up. They're called monster cookies.
I've never heard of them called monster cookies.
What?
They're M&M cookies.
No, they're monster cookies.
Okay.
Monster.
They're monster cookies.
Yeah, because M&Ms are scary.
I don't think that they're meant to be scary. That's just what they call them.
And the Washington Redskins have had a big predictor in the election since
what?
1936. If
Why?
The Redskins won their last home game before the election, the incumbent party won. If they lose, the incumbent party lost. The only exception was 2004. Yesterday afternoon, the Redskins lost at home to the Carolina Panthers 21-13, which would predict Romney will win.
That's so weird.
Very, very weird.
Hmm. Well, it's all over the board there, so you couldn't even tell by all those different prediction things.
I know. And we have an election of our own.
Yes, we do.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The first attack ad in our election.
For station mayor.
For station mayor. I'm just going to pick at random. I'm not going to decide which one goes first.
Okay.
When deciding who you're going to vote for on Tuesday for station mayor,
I want you to please consider this. My opponent, Andy, makes fun of females. He thinks that all women make duck faces when posing for pictures, which is not true. My opponent, Andy, might say because I don't like Kool-Aid, that makes me un-American. But it's not. I just don't like the taste of it. What's un-American is not liking bacon. If you want to be heard and not be cut off by him turning off your microphone, then vote for me. My opponent is sarcastic and only cares about zombies and sports and doesn't love bacon. I care about much more than that. And I care about what you care about. I don't judge if you like corn dogs and beer. I don't judge if you post pictures on Facebook. I don't judge if you wear colored jeans. While I'm busy not judging and caring about you, my opponent Andy is busy not liking bacon, not understanding text lingo, and being a pepper snob. So on November 6th, vote for Mel for station mayor. I like bacon. I love this station, and I approve this message.
What was that text and go?
Lingo.
Oh.
Text lingo.
I have another thing to retaliate in my next ad.
What's IDK mean?
I don't know.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Mel wants to be the station mayor, but she can't be trusted. Can you trust someone who shows up 3 to 5 minutes late for work every single day? Can you trust someone who thinks women are pregnant for 10 months when it's really 9.2 months? Can you trust someone who set their yard on fire twice this summer? And can you trust someone who freaks out over the littlest thing?
I put meat in it!
Don't let Mel put meat in it. Vote Andy. He won't put meat in it or burn the building down. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. 624 up to 43 today. 37 now. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I try to avoid things that make me fat, like scales, mirrors, and photographs.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is November 5th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because it's Kevin Jonas' birthday today.
I'm burning up for you, baby.
Baby!
Yeah.
I bet they're proud of that. Johnny Damon is 39 today. Used to be a Boston Red Sox superstar, then turned traitor and became a New York Yankee. He's since been released and played for the Braves and the Indians, and I don't know if he's still playing anymore or not. Okay. Tatum O'Neal, former child star, 49 today. Kris Jenner, the overlord of the Kardashian empire, is
the
57.
Overlord.
Well, what would you call her?
I guess that would be a good word.
I don't think anyone calls her mom. They probably call her sir. Bill Walton, brilliant basketball announcer, whose tongue is far too large for his mouth. Is 60 today.
Alrighty.
Sam Shepard. Sam Shepard is 69 today. Mr. Jessica Lange. He also played Ryan Gosling's dad in The Notebook.
Oh, okay.
And he was Chuck Yeager in The Right Stuff. Art Garfunkel is 71 today. Who, without him, Paul Simon would have been nobody. Right?
Sure.
Sure. 1895. George B. Selden of Rochester, New York, received the first U.S. patent for an automobile. He later sold the rights for $200,000. Oh, I skipped over one. 1872, Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for voting in a presidential election.
What?
In 1872.
Oh.
1911, Calbreth Rogers completed the first U.S. coast-to-coast flight in a Wright biplane. Took him 49 days, and he crashed 19 times.
Holy
I wouldn't
cow.
Call that a flight. 1935, Monopoly was introduced by Parker Brothers. 1940, President Franklin Roosevelt won an unprecedented third term in office. After his fourth term, a constitutional amendment was passed limiting presidents to two terms. And on this day in 1955, the first FM stereo broadcast was made. Without that, we would have never had Caller 10.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank goodness.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it is the birthday of not one, but two Adamses.
Okay.
The first one is Ryan Adams. He's 38 today. And he hates it when people go to his shows and request, hey, play Summer of 69, dude. Yeah, that's
Did
not
you
that
say-
guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ryan Adams hates it when people request Summer of 69. Brian Adams, on the other hand, doesn't mind that.
Yeah.
They have the same birthday.
Oh, weird.
Ryan Adams is 38, and Brian Adams is 53. But if you had to pick one of the Adamses...
Brian. All the memories of slow dancing.
Oh, yeah. Junior high, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brian Adams, with a B, is 53 today, and he's from Canada. That's why today, November 5th, is... Dirt.
I wanted to hear more of that song.
You can hear it later.
Okay. The woman accusing CeeLo Green of sexual assault. I've got more of that story coming up. That didn't make any sense.
Drink. 628 Howl to 4.7. So
this is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Howl to 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 641 up to 43 today. Some drizzle. 37 right now. Friday, we were telling you about the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Cory Booker, one of the most popular politicians in that state. He was like running around, like charging cell phones, bringing food and stuff to people, like running all over the place.
Very, very cool story.
Another cool thing I just read about him here. He opened up his own personal house to families who didn't have power. And he took in 12 people, bought them food, set them up in bedrooms in his own house.
Wow.
Complete random strangers.
Wow.
Bought him DVDs to watch. Keep him occupied. Pretty cool, dude.
That is amazing.
Love that guy.
Yeah. I wish he would run for something here in South Dakota.
He can't, but...
I know, but I'm saying somebody like him.
Wouldn't it be crazy if someone like him ran for president?
It would be crazy.
Wow. Just throwing it out there.
He should.
According to a survey by Premier Inns, 1 in 10 couples have argued over which side of the bed to sleep on.
Really?
And the woman usually gets her way.
Yeah.
Most common cause of arguments is who has to sleep closest to the bedroom door, either because they'll be the first target for any intruders or for the kids if they come into the room.
See, that's where it's so...
Crystal wants to be closest to the door to like deal with stuff.
Right. So that's where it's like this, you know, one hand, you know, do you, are
one
you want
hand
to be
in a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush?
No. Like when you're doing the scale thing, you know, like, okay, do I want to be close where the kids can come and be right to me or I can get to them first?
I'd rather an intruder get her first. I'm kidding. But if she wants to be there, okay. That's what the logic always used to be, I thought, was that women wanted to be away from the door so that the intruder would get to the guy first.
Well, so he can protect the family.
No, so he can get the guy first.
No. What?
Yeah.
God, you're ridiculous sometimes.
No, I'm not ridiculous.
That is not why.
That is exactly why.
No, it's not.
It's to give her a chance to escape while he kills the guy. Isn't that what it's for?
No.
No.
So you can shoot them.
1 in 20 men say they're not happy with their side of the bed, but most of them have to get used to it because 80% of people say they've slept on the same side of the bed for their entire relationship. The only time I sleep on a different side of the bed is in a hotel when the door is to the right of our bed instead of the left.
Okay.
Because the bed in our house is on the left, or the door is to the left of our bed when we're laying in it.
Yep.
And
I know that's weird that I know that.
You stopped over when I had back surgery and I was living there.
I was like, wait a second.
Okay.
It's the only reason why I know where the bed is faced in your bedroom.
It isn't that weird that you've been to my house or seen my bedroom. It's weird that you laughed about it and had to make excuses.
No.
That's when it got awkward.
It wasn't. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay. I appreciate the clarification. Thank you. Anyway, we have got the Mash for Cash coming up at 7:20 this morning with Quality Lenders. Got a chance to win. What are we up to today? $90
Cha-ching.
Is the amount you can win today. If you get it, that's coming up at 7:20. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:53, up to 43 today, 37 now. Every Saturday night when I go to bed, which is usually kind of late, I usually stay up watching movies or playing PS3 or something.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm laying in bed, it always reminds me to grab my phone and do a search for drunk tweets. And these are local drunk tweets because my Tweetcaster app will let me search for local stuff.
Okay.
Tweets nearby. So I search and then nearby and then I get local tweets from local peeps.
Nice.
And I kind of hate myself for just saying that.
Uh-huh.
Here are this week's top drunk tweets from the weekend. Getting drunk tonight, even though we have a baptism tomorrow.
Oh.
Blimp guy for the Stampede must be drunk tonight. He keeps running into the glass, potentially on purpose. Deciding whether to wear heels or flats all comes down to how drunk you plan on getting.
That's a true statement.
And then hashtag flats it is. Discussing childbirth while drunk is a very bad idea. Gross. And my favorite drunk tweet of the weekend. I'm way too drunk to taste this chicken.
Oh, boy. That is drunk.
Yeah. Very, very drunk. I should have like theme music for that.
Yeah, you do need theme music for that.
I don't know what it would be.
I don't know. Something from Kesha.
Could be. Could be. Anyway, we've got the Mash for Cash coming up at 7:20 this morning. Actually, probably more like 7:23 or 4, but you get the idea.
Hot 104.7.com.